All right, and we're back. Hey, Jess.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Well, can you kind of give us a little brief introduction into your project?
Yeah, sure. So mine's been changing quite a lot as I've been doing my research process. But it's the main thing it's about is engagement and how you get people to feel a sense of responsibility to the area they live and how you get some kind of civic pride in that and people to have some agency over their role in different, like, positions to do with development or the councils. And so I'm looking specifically at Loughborough Junction, where I live, which is going through a lot of regeneration at the moment. And I'm just trying to think of different ways to represent the area.
Nice, yeah. Was this kind of interest sparked because there's so many different, like, cultures and people in your area?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I wanted to just think about when there's all the different voices, what is something that you can look at that is, yeah, there is difference and that's a really good thing, but how can you represent that difference? So in my symposium, I did it by looking at two different forms of representation, one digital and one physical. I mean, I've moved away a bit from that now, but I was interested in the not chaos, but complexity of an area that has very different demographics.
Yeah, sure. And yeah, you were using like taste and smell and touch and things like that to kind of bring people into the present.
Exactly, because I think when I say digital saturation, I was talking about the way you can go online and you can look at Google Maps, you can look at news reports, you can look at travel, like, there's so much information that sometimes you can just feel a bit overwhelmed and not have any real connection or understanding. And I'm not saying that it's all negative, because of course it has so many positives and it's a really good way to engage people further afield. But a physical experience is something that maybe lasts with you a little bit longer, or that you are so personally involved in because you can literally taste it or literally touch it that you might remember it for longer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, smells and sounds bring me straight back to something.
Yeah,
automatically. Do you think that I mean, having people the digital engagements that you might have online, and say you were saying that, you know, like something like Reddit or whatever can bring people from across the world together. But do you think that there's a little bit more value to being present in your own community?
I think as I've like moved on from the symposium, I've decided to like focus on what is authentic voice. Okay. So I'm now not so concerned whether it's digital or physical, but I'm more concerned with who's speaking and the message behind that. And so I think that's what I really want to focus on, is who is speaking and are they creating the reaction that they want, and what kind of subversion like might have happened, or yeah, the authenticity of it all.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that's
how do you track something like that, or like how do you control or like engage? I don't know.
I think what I'm like realizing so much, and I think this is just a research thing in general, is like one of the questions I was asked after the symposium was, Loughborough Junction is complex, like can you distill it into something that's simple and less chaotic? And I think in graphic design in particular, that's often the case, is like, well, how do we simplify it, how do we communicate this really clearly? And this process of simplification means that you get your message across clearly. But if you're talking about advocacy or you're talking about an area, then sometimes that can be quite a negative thing, because it can reduce, it's quite reductive to what is important and the complexity that you need to capture. And I think that's what I think of as authenticity, is not trying to reduce it and not trying to make your voice shine through in a way that is silencing other voices.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, I'll get into it more in my interview, but actually with you. But I kind of feel the same way.
It's
like oversimplifying such complicated and complex things doesn't really do any service to anyone.
No.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So I remember you telling me outside of this that you were kind of excited to bring food more into your what you're doing. How do you see that happening?
Well, yeah, definitely. So I'm really interested in photography, and I think that that is a really useful way of, like, I'm interested in people. I think people give a place its dynamics, and photography is one way that captures that. And I've looked at this. There's been a huge amount of art and public art installations in the area I live in, and there's one project called We Are Love Projection that I particularly like, that just simply took portraits of people and put them up around the area, so there was a photo walk. But I've decided that I need something more specific, and as I like said about the physical experience, and it's something that people can connect to, food on a very like primitive level is something that every human has to connect.
Yeah.
Like, we all share that we need to eat to survive. And I think it's a really interesting way of looking at different types of people and different types of, like, lifestyles, and to simply start taking pictures of food in the area, of kitchens, of settings to do with it, is a way of, like, pinpointing a subject matter rather than it just being left projection so broadly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, like, in Loughborough, what do people eat and how do they prepare the food?
Exactly.
What's the culture behind
it?
Yeah. I mean, when I travel, I try to actually, especially to a culture that I don't know very well, I do try to take a cooking class because I feel really connected to learning about a culture through food. I really like knowing how they eat and why they eat these things. So I'm really kind of excited by that. Why is it photography that you feel...
I think photography, like, I'm someone who likes illustration and painting and photography, so it won't be just, it'll be photography that has, again, I've been talking about authenticity, so it'll be collaborative photography. I want stuff that's, like, people can either draw or write their own things on top of the photos, mm-hmm. or add in, when I said digital saturation, I've been thinking, well, there's print saturation as well, there's so many leaflets and posters. Print culture is everywhere as well, and I want to start collecting all of this together and with the photos. I think photography, I've been looking at, there's different photographers as well, but I think it does capture something from my perspective that I can see visually, mm-hmm. and then if I can add other people's voices through the way they write or the way they, what materials they provide with me, then it's, you start to see different perspectives in one.
Yeah, definitely. Do you, if you're thinking of it as kind of a community photo project, are you looking at getting people in your area involved with you to take photos?
That's what I would like to do. In my drawer, there's a postcard, which is a call out for people who would be, like, happy to be photographed, which is very much me leading it. But as I was talking about, there's a lot to do with youth engagement, and I would love there to be different formats to the way I collect this information. I mean, young people are documenting, like, their area all the time, almost unconsciously through stuff like Instagram, Snapchat, like story, this idea of momentary, like, capturing the time. And so I would love people to realise that as they're doing that, that is a not completely superficial thing. Like, there is value to all of the different ways of documenting things. Yeah. So, yeah, I would like to, but not in a way that's like, oh, here's some...
not like a photo book.
No.
Something.
Or like
more personal.
Yeah, and not just in a way that's like, here's 10 disposable cameras, like, go and take it, because I think that's been done, like, quite a lot, and it doesn't altogether achieve that much sometimes.
Sure. Yeah. What else is in your drawer, really quickly?
Else is in my drawer is an example of a photo book that I started to create, which is feedback from my presentation in the symposium combined with photos, leaflets, found media. There's also the postcards that are illustrations of my area on one side and a call out for people to be involved on the other side. And then finally, there's a fold out of photographers that have inspired me. And it would be really great. I would be really grateful if people would add their own suggestions on the back of that.
Yeah, cool. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
I'm going to hand the mic over to Paul, and he's going to talk to Anarita about class and inequality.